Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, this is Kong Song with Believe in SDSU Basketball here on the Believe Podcast Network, San Diego's number one sports podcast network, where you can find a show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? On this episode, we're going to take a look ahead at the games against New Mexico and Boise State for both the men's and women's side, what that means. And for the men, we're going to also preview games for the top three teams to see if there's any opportunity for the men to climb in the rankings. So without further ado, here we go. We're recording this on a Sunday night, after the Oscars, after Parasite decided to win four Oscars for the culture. So shout out to Parasite and everybody involved. Thank you for making us Koreans proud. We're going to start ahead with the women. They traveled to New Mexico on Wednesday, and the Lobos just came off a win against Wyoming. New Mexico is 4-8 in conference play, with Alice Hurst leading the Lobos with 13.7 points per game, and Jordan Hosey fifth in the conference with 8.6 rebounds per game. And then they come home for a game on Saturday against Boise State, who is recently coming off a loss against Utah State, but they are 8-5 in conference play. Boise State's going to pose a bit of a challenge. Riley Lupfer, Mallory McGuire leading the Broncos with both contributing 11.9 points per game. And in addition to that, Mallory averages 8 rebounds and a block and a half per game. So the Aztecs are going to have their hands full against Boise State. Being that they're 6-7, they have a chance to try to get on the positive side of the record in conference play and hopefully climb to fifth place, which would be great. Realistically, I want to say that we should be able to handle New Mexico, but we might have some trouble with Boise State. If the Aztec women kind of go back to their winning ways, and a lot of their wins this season have come as a result of solid free throw shooting, you can say average to above average 3-point shooting, but great defense, and they either have a great first quarter or second quarter, and they combine that with a solid second half. So Sophia and Taylor will need to step up and contribute a little bit above what they would average, and I think that they really do have a chance, along with the home court advantage, to win and beat Boise State on Saturday. For the men, the schedule's a little bit different. They're hosting New Mexico on Tuesday. I believe that's an ESPN2 game, so that'll be great. Last time they played New Mexico, they won 85-57, but Jaquan Lyle was not playing at that time, who is one of the conference's top scorers and also second in assists with 4.8 in the Mountain West play. New Mexico is 6-6 overall in the conference, but again, you know, with a storied history against New Mexico, we really can't rest our laurels and say that we're going to expect the same result, especially with their best player out in the last matchup. Then they travel to Boise State on Sunday the 16th, and the last time we played them was a similar result, an 83-65 win, but the Broncos are 8-5 in conference play. Derek Alston in Boise State is second in the conference and scoring at 18.5 points per game, so we're going to have to really put on one of those classic Aztec defensive performances, meaning Derek might be getting his numbers, but it's going to take a lot more shots to get there, which will bode well for the Aztecs. They have a sharpshooter, Justinian Jessup, averaging 38.5% from three. Combine that with leading the conference in minutes per game with 36. He's just going to be a constant presence that we're going to have to deal with on Sunday. And given this off schedule, traveling to Boise, you just never know. I would be a little bit concerned about this, especially understanding how unbelievable this stretch of games are this, or sorry, these stretch of games have been this season, the Aztecs have been down in many situations and have found ways to overcome deficits and turn them into larger leads. But, you know, at a certain point, anybody can be beaten, so we can't take this Boise team lightly. For now, I would anticipate the Aztecs staying at number four in the country. They're not playing anybody that is going to be ranked that would potentially help catapult them in the standings. However, let's take a look ahead at the upcoming games for the top three teams. So we're going to start at the top. Number one, Baylor, playing at Texas on Monday. The last time they played Texas, Baylor won 59-44. And they've combined that with a Saturday trip against number 13, West Virginia. So you never know. I mean, I have seen more surprising things happen than a 13 potentially upsetting a 1. So knock on wood, we're going to have, if we see an upset, that's definitely an opportunity for the Aztecs to jump into the top three. As far as number 2, Gonzaga, they're going to play at Pepperdine on the 15th. So it's similar to what the Aztecs just went through. It's a one-game week. Last time they played Pepperdine, they only won by 5. It's going to be a completely different story. You really can't base that, especially in something so volatile like college basketball. But again, you never know. Number 3, Kansas. They're playing at West Virginia on the 12th, a Wednesday. The last time they beat West Virginia 60-53, and then they travel to Oklahoma, I believe, or I'm sorry, they come home to play Oklahoma on Saturday, and where they won by 14 in their last matchup. So this upcoming week, I genuinely don't know if we're going to see any upsets with the top three teams. It seems like there were some close encounters the last time these guys played their upcoming opponents, with potential upset alert Saturday, Baylor, West Virginia, and Wednesday, Kansas, West Virginia. So I guess we're going to be honorary Mountaineers for the week. But one key date in the future to really look out for, should the top 25 sort of stay where they are, is that Baylor and Kansas will play to each other on the 22nd. So that's not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after, which will be great. So just be on the lookout for that. That is a big, big, big matchup. I don't know how that would affect the Aztecs' chances of moving up. However, if it's a lopsided affair, potentially we may see the Aztecs maybe move into the Midwest bracket. We would, you know, definitely need some upset happening for Gonzaga to get removed from the West bracket. So maybe we go south. I don't know. But I think with the Aztecs playing on the East bracket, you're effectively saying that every game is going to be a road game, which is going to make it really tough for them in the tournament. So hope for the best, prepare for the worst. We'll definitely keep an eye out for these guys. Definitely root for the women as well. While the men, the theme may be to keep the momentum going for the women, it would be to go back and find how, you know, the elements of the game where they were able to rattle off some victories and consecutive victories and get back to the winning ways. If you enjoy the show, please rate and subscribe to us on iTunes. We're also available wherever podcasts are found. You can find us on Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. If you're interested in advertising on the show, please reach out to us at Believe.com, and I am at NASGNAK on Instagram. Feel free to give me a shout. Shoot me a message if you want to talk hoops. And so here we go. Looking forward to the week ahead. We're still number 4. We're still undefeated. We still have Sophia Ramos and Taylor Kalmer. So it's a good time to be an Aztec. It's a good week ahead. And until next time, Go Aztecs.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.